So consciousness doesn't really know anything outside of itself. That's a sort of a negative way to put it.
Yes.
Okay. So all forms of knowing are self-knowing. All forms of...
All we know is ourself. All our self knows is itself.
Right.
It is thought, and so, or we could say all awareness knows is itself. All experiences is experience. It is only thought, which is of course made only out of experience, which artificially divides this seamless substance into two parts. One part that does the knowing, and another part that is known. That is duality. It seems to happen, but it never actually happens. It only happens from the imaginary point of view of one of the parts. In other words, the separate self is only a separate self from the imaginary point of view of a separate self. Ignorance is only ignorance from the point of view of ignorance. Awareness doesn't know ignorance. Light doesn't know darkness.
So somehow I keep expecting the appearance to dissolve into, you know, sort of empty.
But you, why?
Yeah.
By suggesting that, what you're already saying is that the appearance is real as an appearance separate from awareness. And therefore the appearance has to dissolve back into awareness. It's already nothing but awareness. You're already presuming duality. It's true, you've taken the first step. You no longer think, I, the body-mind, know the world. And you've seen what is more true, not completely true, but more true in the sense that I, awareness, knows the body-mind world. Not I, the body-mind, that knows the world, but I, awareness, that knows the body-mind world. But this is a pedagogical step. It's never really like that. It just relieves us of the belief that I, the body-mind, knows the world. It's a halfway stage.
Okay.
But in fact, when we look at I, awareness, and the appearance that it seems to know, it never knows an appearance. In other words, something that appears, something that exists, something that exists, to stand out of, that's what exist means, to stand out of being. Nothing ever truly exists. Nothing ever truly stands out of being. As Parmenides said, that which is never ceases to be. That which is not never comes into existence. So you're presuming that an appearance is real as an appearance, and then trying to make it dissolve back into awareness.
Right, right.
But rather than trying to make it dissolve back into awareness, see that it's not an object in the first place. It's not something that stands out from awareness in the first place and has subsequently got to dissolve back into it.
Uh-huh.
We don't have to make the landscape on the screen dissolve into the screen.
Okay.
The landscape doesn't need to disappear in order to reveal the screen. It seems to be a landscape, but only from one of the imaginary characters walking in the hills.
Okay.
It's always only screen. There's nothing there to dissolve into the screen. Nothing ever stood out of the screen in the first place. It seems that the flowers are in the foreground and the hills that are in the background, that some things are closer and stand out and some things are further away. That's all how it seems to be. But for the screen, which is the one that knows, it's never even known as a landscape. It's just always known as something much more intimate. It's called love, pure intimacy.
So there's no standpoint that's knowing the screen. It's simply
the screen
is self-knowing.
The screen, think of the screen. Think of it as a magical screen that is not only present, but also aware. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Does it have to do anything special to be aware of itself?
No.
It is the knowing of itself. Its nature is knowingness and presence, not two separate things, but knowing being, all written one word. Yeah?
Okay.
Nothing veils that knowing being. Nothing veils awareness's knowing of itself. Nothing veils the simple knowing of our own being. In the same way that the landscape in the film doesn't veil the screen.
Okay. So, the screen knows itself, self-knowing. Awareness knows itself, but...
But not as something, not as an object. It
right.
is
so
the knowing.
Somewhat different from what we call self-consciousness in the human condition. You know, like we're self-aware, or it's somewhat similar.
So can you say that again?
I can see there's a slight confusion there in my mind. But, you know, we consider the human state to be self-aware, like we're aware.
No, it's a mistake. Sometimes people think, does awareness need a body-mind in order to know itself? In fact, many teachings say that the reason there is a body-mind is so that awareness can know itself. It's not true.
Awareness
knows itself as itself, by itself, through itself, alone. It doesn't need the medium of anything else. The sun doesn't need to reflect off a wall in order to know itself as light. It is the light with which it sees itself.
Okay.
Awareness doesn't need anything. In fact, it never has anything other than itself. It only knows itself. It's self-contained. It's only erroneous human thinking, human-centric thinking that says God needs a human being in order to know itself. Awareness needs a body-mind in order to become self-aware. It's not true. Awareness is the knowing of itself. It never knows anything other than itself. Right now, this is only its knowing of itself. It doesn't even know a body-mind as a body-mind. It doesn't know objects. Only an imaginary subject knows an imaginary object. Are you understanding me?
Yeah, so the... I don't know how to say it. So awareness wouldn't be self-aware in the way we understand self-awareness.
But what other self-awareness is there other than awareness's awareness
of itself? Okay.
There is no separate self that knows something. The knowing with which this very experience is known is divine consciousness itself. There is no other kind of consciousness. There isn't the consciousness with which a separate self knows something, and then the universal consciousness that knows something else. No, this very consciousness with which we are knowing or hearing or sensing, that very consciousness is divine, universal, eternal, unlimited consciousness itself. It's the only consciousness there is.
Uh-huh, yeah.
There is no limited self-consciousness. It's like a character in a play, a character in a film, imagining that the screen, so imagine this, the screen is a magical screen, it's aware, yes, and the person in the film thinks that its awareness belongs inside itself.
Right.
The person in the film doesn't have awareness. That person is only a person from the imaginary point of view of a person. It's only a person in its own eyes. In awareness's eyes, which is the only eyes there are, mm-hmm. it's all much more intimate than that. It's all just itself, just the screen, just this nameless, formless, luminous substance mm-hmm. called love or experience, or we could call it a room. It doesn't matter what we call it, because There's nothing else. We don't need to call. We can't call it anything, because every name we choose is only means something in reference to something else.
Okay.
It's only a room as compared to this. It's only awareness compared to this. But there's nothing else present in experience to compare it with. We cannot give it a name. I is the closest we get. It's the shortest, most economical name. But truly no name describes it, and yet all names, it has no name, but it is called by all names.
Okay, I think you've given me quite a bit to assimilate there. I said, I think you've given me quite a bit to assimilate there, to understand.
But you know, these, think of these conversations like getting into a lovely, deep bath full of hot water on a cold February night. You just immerse yourself. You don't do anything. Just let the hot water wash over. Just give yourself to the hot water. The hot water takes care of the tensions that... leave it to the hot water. don't try to manufacture an understanding. Don't struggle. Just let this pour over you. Let it just offer everything in you to this torrent of, I don't know what to call it.
Okay.
Let it do the work. Keep coming back and immersing yourself. Don't struggle with it.
All right. But questions do come up.
Perfect. Offer these questions up to the woman. The questions come up. Perfect. That's. I'm not suggesting don't question. I'm not suggesting don't explore. But it's good to question. It's good to explore. And I know you're doing that.
Okay. Thank you.